players can't seem to get it to start. Start the number again. Yudches Nissan, Tovshin Ein Beis, Alev Mutche Steinhaus, Indian Matze Kol Shiva.
So the Gemara in Sochim, that's the Kof, Amad Aleph, famous Gemara. The Gemara asks, on the one hand, there's a Pasuk, Shivat Yom HaSeich Al Matze, is a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, seemingly, Rosh HaPasuk, mitzvah to eat matzah Kol Shiva. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, Sheshes Yomim Teichal Matzis. Pasuk in Re'ei, Vorem Tezayin, Sheshes Yomim Teichal Matzis. Says the Gemara, that if the Torah says, Sheshes Yomim Teichal Matzis are not only Shivat, and not Shivat Yomim, it's mashma that the seventh day Rishus is not a mitzvah, not a chiyuv. You may, if you prefer not to, then you don't need to. No chiyuv. And then the Gemara says that Havadova Shehoya Menachlau, Shehoya Bechlau, the Yotza Menachlau, the Lamed Al Atma Yotza, and the Lamed Al Achlau Kulu Yotza. Just like the seventh day is Mavur in the Pasuk, that there's no Chiyuv, there's no obligation that one must eat Matzah, so too all the other six days, there's no Chiyuv, it's Rishus. One may, and if you prefer not to, then you don't have to. And from here comes out what Kimat, all the poskim take on, that although the Laila is showing on the first night of Pesach, there's a chiyuv min atayah be'eret toichlu matzos, one must. One has no choice. There is a chiyuv, one must eat matzah. But all the rest of Pesach, all the 7 days of Pesach, there's no chiyuv, it's reshus. One has a choice, one doesn't need to. And most poskim take on that not just one doesn't need to, but even if one does eat matzah, he's not being mekayim any mitzvah at all. There's no chiyuv. It's rather by default, since chometz is asur, called shivot. There's no choice of eating chometz. If one wants to eat pas, one wants to eat bread, then the only bread that can be eaten is matzah. So there's no mitzvah to eat matzah whatsoever. Famous is what Yodua b'shem the Vilna Gaon. Mishnah Berurah brings him down. Sim tof ayin hay. The Gaon is in Maaser Rav, brought down in Maaser Rav. The Gaon, Gehalten, the Gaon held that there's a chiyuv, not chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah kol shiva. That means that although a chiyuv is only on the first night of Pesach, but if one were to eat matzah the rest of Pesach, he would be mekayim a mitzvah of achilas matzah kol shiva. The Gaon himself was what they bring down. It was a mitzvah chaviva ma'oid. He very much liked the mitzvah, and he was makpid to be mekayim as much as he could. He ate as much matzah as he could, and although there's no mitzvah of shalosh sudas on Yom Tov, but acharon shel Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, the Vilna Gaon was makpid to have a shalosh sudas. He would have a third meal of Pesach of matzah in order to be mekayim to chaparayim as much as possible a hechatimsa of being able to eat matzah. The Vilna Gaon is not the only one who goes to such a mahalach. The Chasam Sofer, both in Chidushim and in Tshuvas, Chasam Sofer goes with this Mahalach of the Gaon, and he says that it's a Mefurash of Chizkuni. Chizkuni al Atayr is also Mefurazoi. So much so, the Chasam Sofer says, he discusses over there, a famous Shaila, whether one can save a Tzivonu on the Minig that Chazal, were Noyag, Chazal were, they Mesakim, Shkentakonah, no Chiyuv, or the Minig, Chazal were Noyag, can one make a bracha of a tzivonu? And the Chasam Sofer says that don't bring a raya from the fact that second day Yom Tov one eats matzah, second night Yom Tov, and one makes a bracha asher kedushanu mitzvah of a tzivonu al achilas matzah, and there's no chiyuv min haTorah to eat matzah. it's a minhag aviseinu beyodeinu to keep a second day Yom Tov, although now we know when Tesvav Nisan is, so we keep the second day Yom Tov because that's how our fathers did before they knew when Rosh Chodesh was, and we're noyeg, we have a minhag, we're noyeg to keep like they used to keep, and we make a brocha shekid shonu b'mitzvos of tzivonu al achilas matzah. Where's the tzivonu? Where's the chiyuv? Where's the command to eat matzah? There's no chiyuv to eat matzah. Dr. Chassam Sofer, don't bring a raya from there that will make a bracha v'tzivonu on a minute, because the reason why one can make a bracha v'tzivonu on matzah the second night Pesach is because really one could make a bracha all 7 days v'tzivonu al achilas matzah, because there's a mitzvah, there's a kiyum of a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. Why don't we make a bracha all 7 days? Because Hayos is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. One has a choice. You don't have to be mechayim the mitzvah. It's only a kiyum if one were to eat matzah. It's not obligatory, you don't have to eat matzah. So that's why we're not noyeg to make the bracha of a tzivonu. But the second night Yom Tov, where anyway there's a minhag of chazal to eat matzah, and one is mekayim the mitzvah min ha-Torah of achilas matzah, you can make a bracha of a tzivonu. The Chassam Sofer also goes with such a mahalach. The achilas matzah kol shiva is not just by default that if you want to eat bread, the only bread that one can eat is matzah, because chametz is awesome. But rather, if one were to eat matzah, one is mekayim a mitzvah. One is mekayim a mitzvah. In the Rishonim is also nevuah such a mahalach. There are some Rishonim who take on like that. There's a ritva, famous ritva in Pesachim Daf Mem. That everyone knows that there's a chiyuv to bake matzah lishmo. Like every other asiyah of a chetzah of mitzvah, when one makes tzitzis, according to Beis Shammai, when one makes the sukkah, other mitzvahs, the asiyah making the chetzah of the mitzvah has to be done lishmo, has to be done for the sake of the kiyum, that it should be oimed, it should be there for the kiyum of mitzvah. And asiyah's matzah is no different, one has to make the matzah lishmo. We'll see soon what the makor is. And there's a shayla in the Achroinim mainly, but the Rishonim also discuss it, other Rishonim discuss it, whether stoma lishma, that means by zvachim, by korbanos, we find the halacha that although all the avodas and the korban has to be done lishma, for the sake of that particular korban, for the sake of the bailim, the owner of that particular korban, if the kohen wasn't to think about anything at the time of the avodah, he did the shkita on the korban, and he didn't think that this is going to be for a korban oila or a korban shlomim, a korban chatos, whatever it may be, he didn't think. Stoma, we pass from stoma lishma. Not thinking anything is automatically lishma. As long as one doesn't think the wrong thing, it's okay. And minchas chinuch klez ashayla, asiyas matzah, if one were to make matzah, and not think that I'm doing it for matzah's mitzvah, he wouldn't think anything. Do we say there also stoma lishma, that thinking nothing is as good as lishma? Oh no, stoma lishma, we don't say by matzah. And minchas chinuch himself says that mitzvara I would take on, that by matzah it doesn't help stoma lishma. You can't say stoma lishma. One positively has to think that I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah's matzah. Why is it? So a korban, if you take a korban oila and you shecht it, so the stam is that you're doing it for the sake of what the korban is. If the korban is oila, so naturally a shechita of a korban oila will be a shechita for a korban oila. Even if one doesn't think, it'll happen automatically. Asiyas matzah, you don't have it's not as if you don't have a choice. Matzah we eat all 7 days of Pesach, and there's no kiyum mitzvah. Minchas chinuch takes on not like the Vilna Gaon. There's no kiyum mitzvah. So when one makes matzah before Pesach, there's no raya that this matzah is going to be for the sake of a mitzvah, because who said this matzah is going to be eaten the first night of Pesach? Maybe it'll be eaten the rest of Pesach, the other 8 days for us, or 7 days of Pesach. But the Ritzvo in Daf Mem in Sochid says quite clearly that a yid who makes matzahs before Pesach, within 30 days of Pesach, even stoma, even if he doesn't think anything, if he's baking matzahs, then we take on it's the Shem Mitzvah's matzah, the Shem Matzah's mitzvah. Why is that? Is mashma in the Ritzvo that matzah, kol shiva, is also a mitzvah matzah, also a mitzvah matzah? Because if not, then how do we know that stoma, the stam making of matzah, is made for the sake of the mitzvah achilas matzah? Maybe it's being made for the achila of the bread, the only bread which you can eat for the rest of Pesach. But that's not the mitzvah of matzah. In Mashmah and the Ritzvah, he takes on that the matzah, the whole of Pesach, is a kiyum mitzvah. The truth is that Tosfos in Sukkah, that Pesach and Aleph, brings B'Shem Yerushalmi such a thing. That someone who bakes matzah stoma, stamp, without thinking anything, toich shloishim yoim of Pesach, the matzah is a kosher. Where's the lishma? Also, as Ovi Tosfos says, Tosfos in the Dhamma, the Yerushalmi himself, and the Yerushalmi itself is in the Dhamma. As Ovi by Sukkah, we find that Sukkah, toich shloishim yoim lechag, the Mishnah says then that Pesach Sukkah, someone who builds a Sukkah within 30 days of Sukkah, does not need a machshava of lishma, because anyone who builds a sukkah within 30 days of sukkahs is naturally building it for the sake of sukkahs. What else? Why else? So too, if you make a matzah within 30 days of Pesach, it's being done for mitzvah matzah. So then Chas Chinuch Tainas, you can't compare. Sukkah, kol shiva, is a mitzvah. There is no sukkah which is not a kiyum mitzvah. So someone who builds a sukkah before sukkahs, of course he's doing it for the sake of a kiyum mitzvah. But someone who makes a matzah within 30 days of Pesach, there's no raya, he's doing it for a matzah of a mitzvah. Maybe he's doing it for the matzah for the rest of Pesach, which is not a mitzvah. But the Yerushalmi and the Ritzvah who take on that baking a matzah toich lamed yoyim of Pesach is automatically l'shem matzah's mitzvah, is mashma that they hold there's no such a thing as a matzah toich yomei Pesach, which is not a matzah mitzvah. Every matzah one eats during Pesach will mevela be a matzah shal mitzvah. There's a kiyum mitzvah in any matzah one eats all 7 or 8 days of Pesach. But it's a shita yichidah. It's not what the poskim take on. And the poskim, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch paskims, and kimat all the rishonim take on that matzah belayla rishona is a mitzvah. And all the rest of Pesach is not a kiyum mitzvah at all. Not a kiyum mitzvah. The Rambam says, "Rotzo oichel matzah, rotzo oichel oiras v'doichem." If you're hungry, you can take a matzah for the same price. You can take rice or something else, which is not, okay, leaving out kidneys. But you can take something else, which is filling, potatoes, we say nowadays, and eat potatoes. A matzah and a potato, the rest of Pesach is exactly the same thing. And those states in Rambam, and that's how Kimat all the poskim take on. Now, it bothers me quite a lot, such a mahalach, for the simple reason that Atita Elonu Hashem Elokeinu Ba'avo Chag HaMatzis Hazeh. What's Chag HaMatzis Hazeh? Okay, it's the first night of Pesach, Mitzvah Matzah. Chag HaMatzis, 7 days, Chag HaMatzis Hazeh. What's Chag HaMatzis? What does Pesach have to do with Matzis? By default, it's by default, because I have nothing else to eat. If I want to eat bread, it's got to be matzah, and it's for that the yontif is called Chag HaMatzis Hazeh. The Torah says many times Shivas Yomim Matzis Teichelu. Also by default, I mean, if you want to eat bread, you have no choice but to eat matzah. It's interesting. Another kasha that I saw brought down from Shem the Chazayin Yechezkel, Rav Abramsky Zecharin Levracha. The Gemara says in Psochim, in Daf Lamed Ches, Machlekes Amiroim, but Rav Yosef in the Gemara over there says, the Svara, that a matzah has to be Re'uyah L'Shiva. A matzah has to be Re'uyah, has to be Roy, fitting to be able to eat it all 7 days of Pesach. That doesn't mean that you can eat the same matzah for 7 days, because once it's eaten, it's gone. What it means is that in halacha, it has to be a matzah which is a roi to be eaten all 7 days. L'moshel, if someone were to bake a matzah, l'shem mitzvah matzah, or l'shem lachmei toidah. A toidah comes with 40 loaves of bread, and someone bakes these matzahs, l'shem that he wants to use it for lachmei toidah as well. He'll use it maybe for his mitzvah matzah, but he wants to use it for lachmei toidah.
After Pesach or before Pesach?
During Pesach.
He makes them during Pesach.
No, well, he makes them before Pesach. Right. And he wants to eat it, let's say he makes on Erev Pesach,
yeah.
And he wants to eat it on Pesach as his lach mitzvah and as his mitzvah matzah.
He can't bring a toid on Pesach.
Right, so he wants to bring on Erev Pesach, right, that you shouldn't be allowed to bring a toad on Erev Pesach, but if he does bring on Erev Pesach, he brings on Erev Pesach, and he wants to eat it, he wants to eat it for Mrs. Matzah, and his Lachmei Toidah as well. Right, we don't allow to bring a toad on Erev Pesach because it's Mamayat, because some of the bread is common. Then Rabbi Yosef, it's no good. Why not? Because Lachmei Toidah, the bread of a Toidah, Korban Toidah, is only Nechal, L'yoyim v'layla, one day and one night. So it'll become noisar afterwards. So this bread won't be roi l'achila, won't be fitting to be eaten at all after the first day of Pesach. First night of Pesach. It's not roi l'shiva, it's not fitting to be eaten 7 days. Says, after Avramsky, what does it mean? Fitting to be eaten for 7 days. Bishloimo, we find the same sort of idea by a sukkah. Sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. So we know there's a mitzvah of sukkah for 7 days. We need that the sukkah that one's going to sit in for Kiyum HaMitzvah should be such a type of sukkah that is roi for the whole Kiyum HaMitzvah. You shouldn't have to change sukkah in the middle of sukkah. But matzah on Pesach, there's only a mitzvah matzah on the first night of Pesach. There is no mitzvah matzah after the first night of Pesach. So what is a matzah for the rest of Pesach? There is no such Messias, there's no such musuk b'chlal. There's no such idea as a matzah the rest of Pesach. We said just now, a matzah is like a potato the rest of Pesach. So why should a matzah that one eats the first night of Pesach have to be a type of matzah which is roi for 7 days? What's the significance of a matzah the rest of Pesach? When the Torah says 7 days to eat matzah, the Torah is giving you an eitzah tova. If you want to know which bread to eat when you have no choice, take a matzah, because that's all you're allowed to eat. Everything else is common. But there's no significance to matzah for the rest of Pesach. Now, thinking maybe one can say the following idea. The Gemara in Menachah says in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. It's going back on the Mishnah in Nun Beis Amud Beis, beginning of the fifth parak of Menachah. The Mishnah says over there, Kol Menachos Bo is Matzah. All Menachos, every Korban Mincha brought in the Beis HaMikdash has to be Matzah, can't be Chomet. Besides the Korban Toidah. Oh. Then the Gemara says that the Halacha, that Meshamron Shelo Yachmitz. When one makes a Mincha, when one needs a Mincha, one has to be Shoima, one has to be guarded. Shelo Yachmitz, it shouldn't become Chomet. And the Gemara asks, where do we know such a halacha from? Minayin l'chol ha-menochah, so you have to be mishamron shelo yachmitzu. That's the Gemara. No medemo mi Pesach. We can learn it from Pesach. Dichtiv, u'shmar tem et ha-matzah. Torah says by matzah, Pesach tika matzah, u'shmar tem et ha-matzah. One shall guard the matzah. U'shmar tem et ha-matzah. Just like there's a din shmirah to guard a matzah of Pesach that it shouldn't become chomet, so too one has to guard a mincha that it shouldn't become chomet. And the question is, what does it mean to guard it shouldn't become chomet? The fact that a mincha is not allowed to be chomet is a mufurish apostle. Lo yiste'af echomet. Mufurish apostle. One mustn't make a mincha chomet. So what does this mean to guard it that it shouldn't become chomet? Of course, there's an ifa that may not be chomet, so you have to be careful, it shouldn't become chomet. So Rashi, and even clearer in the Shittim HaKubetzes over there, Shittim HaKubetzes like this, Afal Gav, the Maisi Kro, the Masnisim, Lepoislam Chomet. Although the Mishnah says clearly before Apostle that Mincha may not be chomet, Itzrich Hocha Kro Lishmira. We need a Pasuk over here, Lishmira, for Shmira. Now the Shmira is something new. Even a mincha which we know is not chometz. We know it's not chometz. Let's say, for example, in today's day and age, if we had CCTV at the time of making of the matzah, and we gave, let's say, some goyim to make matzah, and we watched the CCTV coverage after the asiyas ha-matzah, after the asiyas ha-mincha, whatever it is, and we see it didn't become chometz. No good. Possible. Why? There's a din shmira. Shmira. Shmira doesn't mean to know that it's not chametz. Because knowing that it's not chametz, of course we have to know that it's not chametz. The Torah says lo yiseh ofer chametz. It may not be chametz. And if you have a chashash that it may be it's chametz, then it's possible. That's not what we're discussing here. Here we're talking about a new halacha, which is called shmirah, guarding. Guarding means that even if you know it's not chametz, that it has to be watched at the time of the making, that it's not becoming chametz. And knowing, knowledge is not enough. There's a din, it has to be shomur, it has to be guarded, that it's not going to become chametz. And where do we learn that halacha from? The Gemara says we learn that from matzah, Pesach tikka matzah. Ushmaritem et ha-matzah is a special mitzvah. Ushmaritem et ha-matzah. Ushmaritem et ha-matzah doesn't mean make sure it doesn't become chometz, because we know that one may not eat chometz on Pesach. So Ushmaritem et ha-matzah is telling me that there's a din, one has to guard the matzah, there's a din, an asiya, a shmira, guard it, and with guarding it, you'll make the matzah a kosher matzah. So again, Rav Abramsky asked the kasha in a different place. How can you learn menachos from matzah of Pesach? Matzah of Pesach is a Gemara in Pesachim. Ushmaritem et ha-matzah. Asiya shmira l'shem matzah. Ushmaritem es ha-matzah. Bishoyma, guard the matzah b'shas asiya l'shem mitzvah matzah. That's the makor of l'shma when you make matzah. When you make the matzah, part of the making of the matzah is guarding it that it doesn't become chometz. And that shmira, that guarding, has got to be done with Shem Mitzvah's matzah. Also, Rav Ramsky says that by matzah, Pesach, we find that one has to guard the matzah with Shem Mitzvah's matzah. And the whole din shmira of matzah maybe is only in order that it should be done with Shem Mitzvah's matzah. But Menachos, there's no din with Shem Mitzvah's Menachos. So who says there's a din shmira at all? How can one learn the shmira of menachos from the shmira of matzah? The shmira of matzah is a special din by matzah, guard it, and you know why you have to guard it? Because you need the lishma in the guarding it. But where you don't need the lishma, in asiyat ha-mincha, where there's no din, you have to make it l'shem mincha, in the lisha, in the baking of the mincha, there's no din lishma, it's not one of the avodas b'chlal in a mincha. So who says there's a din shmira at all? Again, that it shouldn't become chometz, that's possible. It's not going to become chometz. If it's going to become chometz, then anyway it's possible. Later, offer chometz. Here we're learning a new halacha that it needs guarding. The matzah has to be guarded from becoming chometz. And where are we going to learn that din from? From matzah of Pesach. Now matzah of Pesach, the guarding is only in order that it should be made l'shem mitzvah matzah. Over here there's no such halacha. Sefer Abramsky is muchach in the Gemara. That the din shmira of matzah is to create a matzah. A matzah, the description of a matzah is something which has been guarded at the time of being made that it shouldn't become chometz. Not something which is not chometz, but something which has been guarded at the time when it was made that it shouldn't become chometz. Knowing that it's not chometz will not give it a shem matzah. A matzah is something which is guarded, and that we learn from matzah of Pesach. The extra chiddush by Pesach is that you have to guard it l'shem mitzvah matzah. But what a matzah is? A matzah is something which is guarded at the time when you make it, that it shouldn't become chometz. And that's what we learn from Menachos, that if there's a halacha that a mincha has to be a matzah, what is a matzah? A matzah is not just bread which is not chometz. A matzah is bread which at the time when you made it, you guarded it, it shouldn't become chometz. It's a new halacha. That's what a matzah is. That being the case, we can now maybe understand a bit more what the Torah is telling us when the Torah says, Shivas Yomim Matzah is Techiv. For 7 days, one has to eat matzah. And we're taking on, like most of the Rishonim, that for 7 days there is no mitzvah to eat matzah. Like the Rambam says, you can take a potato and eat a potato as well. But that we asked before, that eating matzah on Pesach is only by default, that may not be true anymore. That line that we said before, what's the significance of a matzah on Pesach, may not be true anymore. Not chametz is not enough for Pesach. If one wants to eat bread on Pesach, it's not true to say that take any bread which is not chametz and you can eat that. That may not be true anymore. The Torah is telling us, if you want to eat bread on Pesach, it's got to be matzah. What's the difference between bread that's not chametz and matzah? Here we have a difference. If one wants to eat bread on Pesach, it's got to be bread which is guarded at the time of its making, that it shouldn't be chametz. That means the Torah is so matzah about chametz on Pesach, the Torah is so careful about chametz on Pesach, that even bread that we know is not chametz, we watch the CCTV cameras, or the simonim, there's rias in the dough itself, whether it became chametz. That's not enough. The Torah says that if you want to eat bread on Pesach, it's got to be bread which has been guarded at the time when you made it, that it shouldn't become chametz. That's what it's got to be matzah. Not, it's got to be not chametz. It's got to be matzah. And of course, if you want to eat potatoes, gesunte, you can go, you eat potatoes. There's no kiyum mitzvah in eating matzah. But the Torah's matzah is on 7 days of Pesach. Not just that it shouldn't be chametz, but it's got to be matzah. Matzah is one stage further than not chametz. Not chametz just means that I know it didn't become chametz. Matzah is bread which was guarded at the time when it was made that it shouldn't become chametz. The stress in the issa of chametz goes much further in a matzah. It's bread, when you make it, it was guarded, it shouldn't become chametz. So now, you're right, it could be there's no mitzvah matzah all 7 days of Pesach. There's no mitzvah. What there is, the 7 days of Pesach is a halacha, is a din. That the bread which one may eat on Pesach is not enough that it's not chametz. It's got to be made guarded that it shouldn't become chametz. Shomur, with a shmirah, it should be a matzah. It's got to be a matzah. Chag HaMatzos means that the only bread that can be eaten on Pesach is what we call a matzah. What is a matzah? A matzah is something which was guarded at the time when it was made that it shouldn't become chametz. That means the hakpada on chametz over here by Pesach goes much further than just an issur ba'alma, an issur of loisoichal chametz. The Torah is so careful about matzah, and it could be that's why the Rambam holds that you need shmirah mishas katsira. Won't go into that now. The hakpada, it all comes from the hakpada of chametz. The Torah was so against chametz on Pesach that even if what in normal klalei yisurim wouldn't be considered chametz, we know it's not chametz. That's not enough for us. Chag HaMatzos means that it's got to be matzah. If you want to eat bread on Pesach, it's got to be matzah. It's got to be shomur mishas asir that it didn't become chametz.
Is that also not the fact that it's not chametz?
No, shmira is a positive thing. Knowing that it's not, no, without the lishma, it doesn't need lishma. Even if you did it l'shem lachmei toidah, but also with God that it didn't become chametz. There's something that you know is not chametz. You know it's not chametz. You see on the dough, you see it didn't get cracks in it, whatever, it didn't become chametz. But there, it didn't have a shmira. Here, it needs a positive shmira that it shouldn't become chametz. Now, it could be that in chametz, it's no less chametz than the other is not chametz. But it's a new din that it needs a shmira. A matzah is something that had this shmira of Shas Asiyah.
Where's the rai that it's in between stage of doing shmira, active shmira without lishma from this rai of the matzah?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be l'shem.
All there is the shmira,
l'shem mitzvah. That brings the rai from the Gemara Menachos. That's what he brings from the Gemara Menachos. And just to add a kneich and agoda, the Netziv Taka says, in Parashas Ra'eh, very interesting Netziv, the Netziv says on the Yom HaShvi of Pesach, the Pasuk says, Yom HaShvi Asteret L'Hashem Elekecho Leitasa Melocha. And the Mepharshim all ask, what do you mean Leitasa Melocha? Yom Tov is Mutter B'Melocha. Leitasa Melechas Avoida maybe. But Melocha, Melechas Oichon Nefesh is Mutter on Yom Tov. What does it say Leitasa Melocha? All Melochas are also. And the Netziv says that Leitasa Melocha is not referring to an Issa Melocha that one may not do Melocha. It's referring to Aseret L'Hashem Elekecho means leave yourself some spare time to think, to internalize the message of Pesach. Aseret L'Hashem Elekecho Leitasa Melocha, don't busy yourself with other things and think about the lessons of Pesach. And then the Tziv goes further to say, what's the lesson of Pesach? The lesson of Pesach is, why are we eating matzah for 7 days? Why are we eating matzah for 7 days? Why does the Torah not allow us to eat chametz for 7 days? Not the Tziv of Merida Kazakh. Menachos, like you said just now, menachos also may not be chametz. And in the Tziv of Harash Vayikra explains, chametz is something which is made with what he calls tachbulos b'nei Adam. Man's involvement. It's not natural bria. Natural bria means what the Rabbi Yisrael created was flour, was water. If you mix the two together, you get a matzah. If you put in yeast, if you let it rise, if you put in other ingredients and it rises, that's already not natural. That's already involvement of outside koichas, outside powers, outside forces. It's man's involvement in the creating of bread. What's closer to the Rabbeinu Shloilam in the Beis Hamikdash is a mokim is karvus to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. One should keep away from outside involvement. Keep to the basic bria, the basic creation as the Rabbeinu Shloilam created it. Chometz is something where other people got involved, other people changed the natural bria that the Rabbeinu Shloilam created. Zotman Nesiv that Pesach, all of Kal Yisrael on this Madrega of his karvus to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. On Pesach, we're all like everyone inside the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the Torah wanted that 7 days of Pesach, we should only eat matzah, we should not eat chametz. We shouldn't allow ourselves to indulge in things which have man-made involvement, chametz, tachbulos b'nei Adam, which change the natural bria. And like we're saying over here, that kapodah of the Torah is not just the issa chametz. The Torah went one stage further to say that if someone wants to eat bread and Pesach, it's got to be something that there's been a positive shmira, b'shas asiyah of the matzah, that it shouldn't become chametz.